Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, "You Haven't Changed a Bit."
A reading, Holy Gospel, according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember my novice mistress telling the novices that if someone we hadn't seen for some time meets up with us and after a few minutes of conversation says, "You haven't changed a bit," it may be meant as a compliment, but it may not necessarily be a compliment. Think about it. After years of life experiences, should we have the exact same views, habits, and values that we had many years ago? Shouldn't we have changed in some very significant ways? Jesus certainly did. When he returned to Nazareth after being away for some time, he was not exactly the same man who had left Nazareth. He had been baptized, affirmed as God's beloved son, driven into the desert where he was tempted, began his public ministry, and had a group of disciples who followed him and called him teacher. When Jesus was living in Nazareth, he must have been well known as Joseph and Mary's son, a carpenter, a good man who attended the synagogue. But now, Jesus returns to Nazareth, and when the Sabbath comes, instead of being a member of the assembly in the synagogue, Jesus begins to teach. They who heard him were astonished. They could not reconcile the fact that Jesus was fulfilling a different role. And instead of being open to hearing what Jesus had to teach and wanted to share with them, they took offense because Jesus had changed from the man they had known. He had grown and had come to share his new role in life with them, but they could not accept his new mission. Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith, and because of their lack of faith, he was not able to perform the mighty deeds that he wanted to perform for them. So they are sadly the losers. They not only deprive themselves of the truths that Jesus can share with them, and they are not disposed to receive Jesus' mighty deeds, except for the few sick people who allowed him to lay his hands on them. As I reflected on this passage, I had a deeper realization that we are constantly being called to recognize and accept the truth of God's love for us. The truth does not have to be spoken or taught by someone who is an author or a distinguished professional. We can learn from those with whom we are familiar, those with whom we live, those whom we consider very ordinary people. Can we believe that those with whom we associate are growing, are having experiences in life that help them grow in grace, and that they have something to share, something to teach us? We are called to grow. That's another way of saying that we are called to change, especially in our faith. When we are willing to share our faith with another, we are bestowing a gift upon that person. When we are willing to listen to another, we are accepting that gift. Both of us, the giver and receiver, are blessed. Lord, help me to accept the truth, no matter who speaks it. And help me to realize that we are all called to grow and change. Amen. Thank you.